We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What do we have here? As a trainer is being called out, Elias Diaz started to walk to the mound, and here comes Brian Housen to check on Trevor Williams along with Clint Hurdle. Well, the whole infield is gathered around.
They're just talking, though. They're not, like, looking at any particular part of his body. Or
he's going to leave the ball game.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to evaluate the outing. He was competing like he always does. He was going out there and making pitches. It's a team that has lived by the long ball this year, and they got two up in the air that carried out of the park. But, I mean, it was not a lot to watch. You think what he threw.
Okay, now what? Greg Brown on Trevor Williams' early exit last night, and then Clint Hurdle afterwards wasn't giving away the secret recipe, the team secrets on Trevor Williams. Left to wait and see on his side injury. Pirates pitchers dropping like flies. That's where we're going to start today's show, with Greg Brown joining us at 3 o'clock from San Diego. John Clayton at 4 on a number of things. The unbelievably thin-skinned Cleveland Browns will come up on today's program, to Chris's delight. We have a local miracle to talk about.
Wait, a what?
Yeah.
Did you say miracle or miracle?
M-I-R-A-C-L-E.
Jermichael, did you hear miracle? Jermichael's nodding. All right, I don't want to get into the syntax here too much. But yes, we have a local miracle. Right?
You're stopping the beginning of the show because of a pronunciation?
Yes. I can't. Whenever I hear Starkey say robots or sugar instead of sugar and robots, it makes me mad. You
wow.
said miracle. Like you're saying America, but miracle. Anyway. I'm cranky because Daly isn't going to make the cut.
It's already over for him. The hay's in the barn. And then we have another Boston team making it to a championship.
Speaking
so that'll put
that
you in an even
cranky.
Better mood by the end of the show. So now what with the Pirates pitchers? You've got Tyone on the shelf until July. We still don't know who's going to start tomorrow. I'm guessing now it's Steven Brault because Liriano got thrust into emergency duty yesterday. Chris Archer's ERA is over 5. Mitch Keller is working on things at AAA. Nothing else down at the AAA level. Rookie Davis. Michael McHenry his name up.
What's
he
Mitch
had an
Keller
8 ERA
on?
Last year.
What's Mitch Keller working on?
A third pitch to add to his repertoire.
Undoubtedly, it's the third pitch. Okay. All right. Well, I guess he's out.
I mean, now what? You got Jordan Lyles, who now is the savior of this pitching staff, who has a career ERA over 5. It's 2.09 right now. Would you just... You treat him like he's the man. Like that's how quickly this thing has deteriorated and got away from the Pirates. Where Jordan Lyles started the year is like, okay, maybe he's our fifth starter, or we just go with the opener in that spot. And 40 games later, he's your number one or number two starting pitcher. So now what? Seriously, but what does this team do?
Dallas Keuchel.
That's an idea. I'm very much open to that.
Are they?
I don't think so. The last time we brought it up to Greg Brown, and we'll bring it up again, he like laughed at us and scoffed at the idea and tried to make it sound like Keuchel wasn't good. So there's that. What else do we have? Anyone else want to bring something to this conversation?
Tom Kohler is on the 7-day IL in Indy. One of the only names I recognize.
He's a guy that I think is coming back from Tommy John. He's not expected to pitch this year.
I'm looking at the Indians roster, and it says 7-day IL. Sorry.
Okay, who else? What else do we have here?
I keep going back to Rookie Davis. Anytime you have a chance to throw Rookie Davis into the fire,
ERA over
it.
6 at AAA, 8 major league starts to, or 6 major league starts to his credit, and ERA over 8. I mean, he's no different or no better than Brault or Kingham in that spot.
Oh, I hope you're not, like, taking me seriously when I say things like this. Maybe, I don't know, Alex McRae, who's got an ERA of 5.62. Keller's their best pitcher, of course, but he won't be up because he's working on things. Dario Agrizal? Hold on, let me go. Just go through him. JT Brubaker? I don't even know if
he's hurt.
I'm sorry, Brubaker's hurt. Eduardo Vera? 5.35 ERA. Who else can we? Nope, those are all the guys. I've named every guy that started a game for them.
It's met with such resistance from either media or some fans. And I'm not purposefully being coy here or like painting with a broad brush or speaking generally about media and fans, because I can't tell you one name, one person that's led this charge or led this crusade. But the idea that, well, things just, you know what, I've heard Cook say this. Trades don't happen this time of year. Yes, they do. They traded for Ike Davis, what, like 3 weeks into a season because they thought their first base situation was...
was bad.
Was sucked.
Was abysmal. And, yeah, trades don't... I feel like that's the kind of...
Isn't this the time of year where they traded, like, Jason Grilli for Ernesto Friere? I know I'm naming trades that didn't exactly, like... put the franchise back on course or on track to win a pennant. But things can happen. Deals can get made. Kendrys Morales got traded like
a week and a half ago.
He was in Toronto for opening day, and then he got traded to the A's, and now he's on the Yankees. Like, guys move around.
I don't know. When people say trades don't happen this time of year, I feel like it's a very convenient way and a cop-out way to just dismiss the idea altogether and hope that if you're in the media, people will just believe you without actually going back to
the Pirates have three. If Williams is going to need time to recover and recuperate, the Pirates have three major league starting pitchers right now. That's it. Joe Musgrove, and Jordan Lyles, and Chris Archer.
You could argue they have two with the way Archer's pitching. I mean, I'm serious here. I know we're saying that Chris Archer is so bad, he's a minor league pitcher. But then I go back and look at the WAR stat, which I buy in general as a measure of effectiveness, and he's a below replacement level player. So when you say Chris Archer's not a major league pitcher right now, you're actually just reflecting reality. I don't know, man. Like, when you talk about, I said this about, what, last week, I think. When you say that you love your starting rotation or that your starting pitching is going to be the bell cow that gets you through a season, as the Pirates, I think, to a man, organizationally did, and that was their MO, that doesn't just necessarily mean or ever really mean your five starters that you open the season with. It means your depth.
Yep.
It means what you're going to call upon if and when guys either get hurt or are surprisingly ineffective.
They need, like, where are the Vance Worleys, Brandon Compton's... Where have all the Jeff Locks gone?
Where are the Jeff Carstenses?
Yep. Another good name.
Here, hold on. There was another guy they brought up. Compton was a good one. Chris Johnson even threw a couple games for them. For a while, they had a list of guys at AAA that they'd pop up into these spot starting roles to take up a couple weeks. And now, granted, this is selective memory, and I feel like it happened in 13, 14, and 15. Those guys would occasionally fill in and pitch pretty well.
Worley is definitely that guy. They don't make the playoffs in 2014, the middle year of the three-year run, if Worley doesn't come up here and, like, you know, shock people for 15 or 20 starts.
Battled his ass off and gave them some solid pitching.
Yes.
Pitched some really good games. They've had guys who don't have track records, but maybe just had basic starter stuff come up and help them. And now, hold on, I'm going to read this again, Pony. They have Alex McRae, Eduardo Vera, Rookie Davis, and Dario Agrizal.
The Pirates are on the record as saying, Neil Huntington said, we're so good at rehabilitating pitchers, they should pay us to play here. He said that. So go find a major league pitcher who got booted out of somebody's rotation and trade a player to be named later or cash considerations for that guy and put him in the rotation, whether it's Derek Holland, who had a 3.57 ERA last year in San Francisco, or Colin McHugh, who just got moved to the Astros bullpen, who has starting experience. Somebody.
I'd go get Derek Holland out of there because they're motivated to move him because...
well, he was an ass.
Yeah.
He embarrassed the team. He said, I faked an injury to go on the injured list for you guys.
Great. Go get him. What's the price going to be there? The Giants are going nowhere. The Pirates, the Pirates got the better of the McCutcheon deal with them, so maybe there's like an off chance the Giants would not.
Yeah, but that regime's gone.
I know, but maybe there's an off chance there's just like a memory of it. But who cares? It's going to be Derek Holland for nothing, for a song.
All right. That's what's
He's
on
at
tap.
Least a name.
Brought
there's
to you by
comfort
Fat
in
Heads,
names.
15 packs now available in Sunshine Daydream and Bumbleberry. Greg Brown at 3 o'clock on this. The Pirates just running out of pitchers.
Pony,
where do they turn?
Isn't it existential? I know we got to take a break, but isn't it existentially just frustrating to just watch? Yes, injuries suck, but they happen.
Well, do you
and
want,
then to just okay. list the names I listed. And the one name everyone cares about deeply is working on a pitch. When do you think Mitch Keller is going to have that third pitch refined?
Probably by the time the service clock
about
stops
early
running.
June?
Yeah. Same time it kicked in for Cole and Tyone.
He was
well,
working on
if
stuff,
if this
too.
Conversation sounds like a diner, we've got something that is going to lift your spirits. A local miracle?
You just said if this conversation sounds like a diner. I swear. Jermichael, go listen to it.
I'm messing with this guy now.
All right, that the diner throw-in was a...
You could text us on the okay. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.